The gospel, in the first reading today, there are a couple of points that we need to consider. First of all, we hear about the people making this golden calf, and we hear the excuse that is given by Aaron when Moses asked him what happened. Now remember, Moses had spent 40 days up on top of the mountain, and so he had gone up there. There was smoke, there was trumpet blast, there were all these things that were going on. So it's possible that the people thought he's died. You know, he went up there, we haven't seen him, it's been 40 days. So it's not like he went up there and 2 days later he's back. And so you can understand on one hand the human element of this, but what is important is what Aaron responded with. He said, "They said to me, 'Make us a god to be our leader. As for the man Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what's happened to him.'" Moses did not bring the people out of Egypt. God did. They put their faith in a man, not in the Lord. And isn't it amazing? Now they want to make a false god. They want to make something fake. Now, of course, you have to remember, coming out of Egypt, for the Egyptians, the bull that was there, the golden calf that they made, that was the god of the desert. It was also the god of travel in Egypt. So maybe that's why they wanted to make this stupid golden calf, because they were so corrupted by the Egyptian way of thinking that they rejected God and they wanted to go back to what they had. And how easy it is for us to do the same kind of thing. When things don't go our way, we get angry. We think that we maybe want to look for somebody else. There isn't anyone else. Oh, sure, you can look around and there are thousands of false gods out there. But that's the point. They are false gods. There is only one God, and there isn't another. And so you see what Moses does with this stupid golden calf that they made, ground it up into powder and put it in their water and made them drink it. Like, well, what's that all about? Like, this thing you think is a god, and look at what you just did. It's powder. You drank it. And then remember, following this, every year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest had to go in with the blood of a bull, because the high priest worshiped the blasted bull. So God said, all right, you want to worship a bull? Sacrifice the stupid thing to me. It's a bullock, as it said in the psalm. We exchanged the glory of God for the image of a grass-eating bull. How stupid. But don't we do similar things? Maybe we're not worshiping a bull, but what is it that we worship? We exchange the glory of our God for a piece of paper that's green with somebody's face on it because it has 100 on it or 50 or 20 or whatever. We've exchanged it for a plaque that has our name on it with a big shot position. We've exchanged it for a car or for a house or whatever so that we can show off. We've exchanged it for fancy clothes. You can fill in the blank. What is the idol that you've got? Hopefully none. And of course, we'd all like to say, oh, I don't have any. Like, right. Most of us probably do. What's the idol? It needs to be sacrificed to the one true God. That's the part we need to understand. We need to be able to say there is only one God. And if there is anything else that I am making into a God, it needs to go, because it's not God. And of course, we will be quick to acknowledge that it's not God, and we know that, but are we giving things more importance than what they really should have? Are we putting something up into a position that it doesn't deserve? Because they're just things. Or in the case, like these people, looking at saying, Moses let us out. It's, yes, God used Moses to lead the people out, but it was God who did it. And the people were not giving the credit to God. They were looking only to Moses. In the situation in which we're living now, that is an extremely important lesson for us to learn. It is the Lord who needs to lead us. Human beings are going to let us down. I don't care who the human being is. They're not God. And yes, God will raise up some saintly human beings to be able to lead us. But we need to keep our focus on the Lord. Don't say, oh, so-and-so said, you know, who cares? A bishop can say things that aren't right. A priest can say things that aren't right. Lay people can say things that aren't right. Our faith is not in human beings. Our faith is in the Lord only. That's what we have to keep in mind. So if there's a human shepherd, they have to be leading us to the true shepherd. There's somebody leading us to themselves, don't follow them. If there's somebody leading us away from the Lord, don't follow them. Again, look what's going on right now. Over in Germany, we've got these bishops over there who think that they want to change the teaching of the church. Oh, it's politically correct. It's completely wrong. But they're bishops. Who cares? They're false shepherds. They're hirelings. They're liars. We can't follow that. But they might say what we like to hear. You're made for the truth. St. Paul said, beware of preachers who tickle your ears. You're made for the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if there's anybody who's going to lead you away from the truth, reject them, because Jesus is the truth. And that's who we need to stick with. So there's a lot going on. There's bad stuff coming out of Rome. There's bad stuff coming out of Germany. There's bad stuff coming out of South America. There's bad stuff coming out of North America. Name it. I mean, it's all over. That's why it is critical that we keep our focus on Jesus, period. He alone is the one who will lead us through this. He alone is the one who can save us from all of this, not anyone else. So just as we have to learn from what happened back in the desert with the people of Egypt, today we're in the desert. And we need to learn the exact same lesson. Yes, there may be human shepherds, but it is God and God alone who will lead us. And it is God and God alone whom we worship. Nothing else, no images, no false gods, none of the nonsense. The Lord and Him alone.